library, Neutron's foot hit mine, so I tapped his foot back, and he kicked mine again. I think we were playing footsie. Promise you won't tell anyone.
Of course. You know how I respect people's privacy. So what are the guys doing now?
They're up to something.
Locked onto the evening news video feed. You're on!
Yes, hello. This just in. I'm not wearing pants under this desk. Repeat, I'm not wearing pants.
Hi. Who wants to see my head spin around?
Well, that's odd. I don't remember the weather lady being quite so hideous.
Come on! Anchorman, spin your head with me!
Whee! 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 We're spinning our heads!
Spinning our heads!
We're in a lot of trouble.
I'm going to make you boys superstars!
Huh?
What?
I saw your crazy news show. I want to produce a kids' evening news starring you boys!
Huh?
What?
But we don't know anything about doing the news!
That's what makes it so crazy fresh! You are my anchorman. You with the sports. Round Boy does weather.
You're rewarding these chowderheads for hacking into the news?
You can be co-anchor!
I'm in!
Can I do a gossip segment?
Extra crazy! You all star tonight. Ciao!
What?
Welcome to Kids Evening News with Jimmy Neutron and Cindy Vortex. Carl Weezer on weather, Sheen Estevez on sports, and Libby Fulfax with the word.
Good evening. I'm Jimmy Neutron, here now with the news. Tragedy struck Retroville today as local boy Nick Dean broke his leg for the 15th time this year. Nick is expected to make a full recovery, then break his leg again soon after. Cindy?
Foreign exchange student Bolby Strovanosky officially entered the Miss Retroville beauty pageant today. Asked to explain his action, Mr. Strovanosky replied,
Bolby pretty! Bolby win pageant! Good!
Jimmy?
Butch Bukowski was today awarded the Bully of the Year Award from the Juvenile Delinquent Society. In a tear-filled speech, Bukowski accepted the award, then used it to beat his hosts about the head, neck, and chest. And now, let's go to the always jolly Dr. Carl in the Weather Center. Carl?
Hello, Retroville! I hope you had a scrumptilicious day. Let's wish a big old happy birthday to old lady Nussbaum, who turns 102 today. Here's a nice big Weather Center hug from Dr. Carl.
Just tell us the weather!
Tomorrow's Weezer weather. You better grab your sombrero, mi amigo, cause it's gonna be as hot as Mexico. Ow, my scapula.
Thanks, Dr. Carl. Now here's Sheen with the sports.
Evening, sports fans. Today, Oleander and Ike faced off against each other in varsity wrestling. Let's go to the videotape. Right, no videotape. Let's go to the action figures! Oleander puts Ike in a half Nelson, then Ike kicks him in the shins! Bam, boom, bam! I've never seen anyone take this much punishment! Wait, what's this? Ike is ripping in Oleander's face! Oleander is passing out! Ike just might go all the way! Well, now here's Libby. Ow!
What's up, y'all? This is Libby with the word. Well, it seems a certain big-headed genius has been playing footsie in the library with a blonde colleague. Looks like this love-hate relationship is turning into all love all the time. Check it out. Everybody's talking about a certain someone with the initials CW who had toilet paper hanging off his shoe all day today. P.S. He still doesn't know. Ah! Check it out. What hyperactive cutie has been worrying pals by talking to an imaginary hand puppet? Here's a hint. His name rhymes with Bean. Well, I'm out of time. See you tomorrow on The Word.
Good night, and thanks for watching.
Good night. Cut.
Libby!
You just violated like 10 people's privacy.
I thought you were all down with my doing gossip.
Not when it's about me.
Or me.
Or us. Or me.
What's the big deal? I didn't use actual names. I'm sure no one even knew who I was talking about.
Hey, Carl! Your foot's all out of toilet paper!
Jimmy and Cindy sitting in it. Hey, Sheen, how about our hand puppets do lunch?
Wow. I'm a star.
Okay, children, quiet down. I'm going to hand back your essays now.
I see.
Something wrong, Libby?
No, Miss Fowl. But I hope you're not grading and driving again. You don't want to go back to prison.
Those charges were never proven. Who told you about that?
Though it would make a good story for tonight.
Did I write C? I meant A. I always get those confused.
Marissa has hair extensions. Girl, how do you know? You better tell me unless you want that ugly tattoo of yours splashed all over prime time. Talk to me. You call that embarrassing? Call me when you get some real dirt. Where are my cherries? Or do you want people to know that half your chocolate sprinkles are ants?
The lady wants cherries. Come on, move, 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 move.
She's turned into a monster.
She has dirt on everyone in town.
So? What do we care? She already gossiped about us.
We're on every night, Coach Clueless. You think she won't eventually report on your addiction to candy? And I can only imagine what she has on Carl.
I don't sniff my own feet. It just looks that way when I'm doing yoga.
Thanks for the stories, guys.
Libby, what's happened to you?
Look, I'll make you a deal. Stop your gossip segment, and I'll give you...
candy?
No, Cindy's co-anchor job. Ouch.
Excuse me. I gotta go. I need more juicy stories for tonight.
Guys, I have an idea.
Does it involve candy?
No. Libby wants stories, right? Well, let's give her a story she can't resist.
Ain't no way Miss Fowl's a man. I gotta go, Principal Willoughby. Come in.
Hey, Lib. I wanted to wish you a good show tonight. Oh, and even though our dressing rooms are next to each other, don't look through that peephole into mine.
I'll try to resist, Carl. Now, if you'll excuse me, I'm looking for one last story.
Okay, well, you won't find your story through that peephole, that's for sure. Although, you will be shocked and amazed and sickened and disgusted and terrified. Well, gotta go.
Greetings, Carl of Earth. Have you prepared for our arrival?
Yes, I have, Masters.
Have you laid in a supply of kittens for us to snack on?
Yes, I have, Masters.
Excellent. I knew he'd be a good recipient for our slavery-inducing brain worm. Soon we will descend upon your planet and steal the spleens of your species to play spleen ball with.
Earth spleens are so bouncy.
It's like a whole different game.
Is that it? Oh.
Okay. Bye.
Carl's brain that makes him their slave, and they eat kittens as snacks, and they're coming here soon to steal our spleens to play spleen ball with. I'm not kidding.
Thanks for that fascinating report, Libby. Well, that's the news.
Good night, and thanks for watching.
Oh, that was classic.
Earth spleens.
No one's gonna believe Libby ever again.
Yeah. Except those guys.
There's the alien slave kid. Get him!
Threaten our kittens, eh, Buster?
Libby, you have to stop him from hurting Carl.
Yeah, he's not an alien. We made it all up so you'd lose your credibility.
What? Oh,
no!
Okay, get ready to pelt him!
Wait, stop! Carl's not an alien!
Huh?
What?
But it was on the local news!
I know, but it wasn't true. Those guys tricked me into saying it.
Oh. Then pelt them!
Yeah! Wait, stop! Don't pelt them either! Look, I guess by getting all caught up in being a star, I forced my friends to do what they did.
We forgive you, Libby. And I hope you'll still trust us with the sacred dignity of the local news.
Not necessary, because you are all fired!
What?
That's right. I need to make room for my crazy new show, Everybody Loves Hand Puppet.
Hi, everybody!
Yeah.
Pelt Corky! Yeah!
Forgive me, guys.
Eh, what the heck?
I guess things worked out okay after all. Come on, let's go home.
Guys, wait up! Okay, you're coming back, right? Right? Guys? My scapula.
Paul?
Got a blast.